Tell me about today's protest. Where was it? What were you guys doing? And what was it about?
So the context of the action today is that community leaders who live on the front lines of fossil fuel projects and infrastructure in the Gulf South have had enough of being polluted and enough of financiers like Citi refusing to talk to them and refusing to acknowledge the impacts of its funding on their neighbors and their families. For months, community advocates have been asking to meet with Citi executives to discuss how the bank's outsized fossil fuel financing is directly impacting them without success. And so this morning, organizers from the Summer of Heat campaign shut down Citi's headquarters in solidarity with Gulf frontline leaders' demands for the bank, and 31 people were arrested blocking Citi's doors. The Gulf leaders requested to meet with Citi specifically to discuss the findings of a new report that Stand Earth and our partners put out last week that details the real impacts on the ground of Citi's fossil fuel financing, focusing on LNG and petrochemicals and the health impacts related to those projects.
Tell me a little about that report. From what I gathered, it seemed to link premature deaths in communities of color to air pollution produced by projects funded by Citigroup. And it seemed to indicate that that was systemic and racist because it seemed to almost be targeting these communities. What can you tell me about that?
Yeah, so our analysis backs up what communities of color in the Gulf South already know and have known for decades, which is that fossil fuel pollution is making them sick and the financiers, including Citi, are complicit. The report pairs quantitative analysis with community stories to offer examples of the actual health and climate impacts of Citi's financing. So we looked at what are the projected health impacts, including premature deaths, health costs, asthma outcomes that are related to the estimated air pollution from LNG facilities, from a proposed petrochemical project, the Sunshine Project, as well as the Rio Bravo Pipeline's compressor station in South Texas. And then based on Citi's proportion of financing related to those LNG export terminals, said what proportion of those impacts could Citi be responsible for. We found that by providing at least $1.6 billion in financing for four LNG export terminals in Texas and Louisiana, Citi could be associated with up to $36 million in health costs per year, two premature deaths per year, and 10 new childhood asthma cases every year. And if those LNG export terminals operate for an expected lifespan of 35 years and those deaths stay constant, Citi could be attributed with as many as 80 premature deaths from the air pollution of the facilities it's financed.
So why the focus on Citigroup specifically? Obviously, these LNG terminals are putting out this pollution, but they are sort of a tool that are being used. Why focus on Citigroup and its investments specifically?
Yeah, so Citi is one of the largest financers of the fossil fuel industry in the world. It's the largest financer of fossil fuel expansion since the Paris Agreement was signed. It's also the largest financer of LNG expansion, specifically since 2016. And it's one of the top five banks financing petrochemical companies in the Gulf South. So it's a major funder of these problematic projects. At the same time, Citi is really touting its own record on climate and racial justice and saying that they're part of the solution. And so this report was seeking to expose the bank's hypocrisy by contrasting what Citi is saying about its climate and racial justice record with the impact of its financing on communities.
And moving forward, what would you like to see happen?
Yeah, I think first things first, Citi executives, including CEO Jane Fraser, should meet directly with the Gulf South frontline leaders who have been asking to meet for months and listen to their demands and listen to how the bank's financing is impacting them, and then meet their demands, which are to end financing for new LNG and petrochemical projects and their developers in the Gulf South. And then Citi should apply those same principles to the rest of its fossil fuel funding and end its fossil fuel funding for new projects and companies that are developing new fossil fuels.
This week is Climate Week, and obviously that's a big thing with the UN General Assembly, and a lot of these tests are happening to try and bring these issues to the forefront during what is supposed to be a period devoted to climate issues and the environment. Do you see any sort of possibility of progress or actual policy, important policy happening during Climate Week, or do you see it more as like a lip service to the issues?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, so I think, you know, the impulse for this morning's action was really activists being frustrated by the lack of progress from banks like Citi in terms of addressing its fossil fuel financing as the climate crisis is escalating. You know, the Summer of Heat campaign shut down Citi's headquarters many times over the summer because the bank is giving lip service to climate action while also touting energy security and not actually looking at how it should be ramping up investments in renewables and ramping down its investments in fossil fuels. And so the action this morning was really born out of that frustration and demanding that the bank take these demands seriously and act in accordance with the urgency that the climate crisis demands.
Well, Hannah Sago, Senior Climate Finance Campaigner with Stand.Earth, thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks, Scott.